The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Chris Vallischone about his experience as a paranormal paramedic. Let me ask you this, and I want to hear about some of the investigations that you've gone on. But before we start talking about that, I want to ask you about just you in the field as a paramedic. Have you ever had any sort of paranormal experiences when not investigating, but just doing your job?
Believe it or not, I get asked that quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I have always said the same thing. Not that I have recognized. And the reason is, when I was in a paramedic, and if I'm in the back of a medic working on somebody who's dead or dying, my mind isn't switched to the paranormal. My mind is switched to, this is a fight between me and death. And I've got to do everything I can to win. So therefore, if they do die, most of the time I don't switch to paranormal. You know, I'm still in paramedic phase of, okay, is there anything else I can do to try to reverse this? So I to be honest, no, I haven't. Now, I've had something when I worked for a different fire department, you know, that was kind of creepy. But it wasn't medical.
What was that?
So, and this one I got to say on the show Paranormal Emergency. We were... worked for Williamsburg Fire Department, so we kind of handled Colonial Williamsburg. And we got a fire alarm at like 2 o'clock in the morning one morning in one of these historic buildings. They don't use it for anything. You can't tour it. It's like a private membership to come in there or whatever. So as we were waiting for their security to come to unlock the door, we just kind of did circled around the building to make sure nobody broke it in, nothing out of the ordinary we could see. And there wasn't. So when they opened the door, I went to the left. Lieutenant went to the right. And I come to the big room, and there was a fire extinguisher in the middle of the room that had been expelled, but there was a cobweb from the handle to the corner of the wall. And there was no footprints in this stuff, either in that room or walking out. Now, that's kind of impossible. If you're going to, you know, cover a whole room, you're going to track something somewhere, and there was none. And so I was like, okay. And I called the team over. I said, you see this? This is kind of weird. You kind of brush off. Yeah, okay, whatever. I'm like, no, this doesn't make sense. And that's kind of when I started going, okay, what's really going on here? That's kind of when I went from fire to paranormal. Because at this time, everything's normal. There's no imminent danger. Like, so now I'm going, well, what's this about? What I wasn't aware of, is the driver outside of that drove the fire truck looked across the street, and he saw this guy riding a bike, and he was like, it's kind of weird, 2 o'clock in the morning, somebody's riding a bike. Well, as he got closer, he realized it was a grayish-white figure, and then it went unbelievably fast and disappeared. And he was like, okay. He wasn't going to say no. I'm telling him, look, whatever happened with that extinguisher, that's not normal. I'm telling you, something happened. And they just, you know, as the fire department, we ragged each other. So I got it for about a day or so, until finally we were talking about it, and the driver says, okay, I wasn't going to say anything. I didn't want to sound crazy, but here's what I saw when y'all were inside. And everybody was like, really? And I was like, see, I told y'all something else was going on. So that was the one story that I had that was, I believe, was really paranormal.
Sure. When you look back on some of your experiences as a paramedic, I mean, you are there at the moment of, you know, a critical moment in someone's life. It could be life or death. In many cases, it is. People are fighting for their lives, and you are there to help them hopefully stay on the living side. Looking back at those moments, do you feel that you've ever had a time where there was some sort of a supernatural intervention that kept someone going, or heard from someone that you helped once they had recovered, with any sort of story of, you know, I don't know how this happened, or I saw something when this was going on that really felt unexplainable?
I can tell you there are multiple vehicle accidents I have been on where people walk away, maybe not too hurt, and I go, how? This is impossible. There's no way with the mechanics of everything that just happened, and say we've had to extricate them, that you were still alive. There's no way. So that's where I've gotten with that, as in, you know, something else intervening.
Sure.
I haven't had anybody else come to me and say they've had near-death experience or anything like that.
Yeah. And sometimes you just got to look at those situations where you may not have seen, you know, something reach a hand in and move somebody just to the perfect location in the vehicle for survival, where, you know, one millimeter that way, gone. But the odds, you know, are just not there for it to have happened that way, but somehow it has. So let's start talking a little bit more about some of the investigations that you've gone on, some of the locations that you've researched. To you, I want to hear what, when you look back on this retrospectively of, you know, being into this for more than 10 years, what to you has been one of the most active locations that you've investigated that's, you know, just stands out as, wow, that was an experience?
Hands down would be St. Albans. Hands down.
And what happened there?
You name it. So the first time I've ever been there, and it's in Radford, Virginia, so it's about 3 hours from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to, because I was a guest at an event, and I was going to lecture and then, you know, do a public investigation. So the place is huge. I mean, absolutely huge. So my wife is actually my case manager on the team, and she comes to with me with a lot of the paranormal paramedic stuff and lecture stuff. So we were downstairs. We were put in one area in this room. And they're like, the guy that put the whole thing together, he goes, I'm going to put you through this room, but I can't go into it because every time I do, I physically get ill. And I said, well, that's where I want to be. So I guess I'm a glutton for punishment, or I just want to see if it's true. So we sit down there, and we're just, you know, hanging out. And we start seeing shadows everywhere, just kind of peeking in and out and in and out. And we're like, well, this is kind of cool. Kind of odd, but it's kind of cool. We asked one of the people, the volunteers for this place. They have volunteers that work through there, you know, year-round. We're like, what's the deal with that? They said, whoa, those are the spirits around here. They're just trying to, they're inquisitive because they don't know who you are. So they're curious on who you are. So you're going to see a lot of them. And we did. And then we're sitting in these chairs, and my wife kind of kicks her foot out. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? She goes, something just grabbed my ankle. And I was like, okay, kind of cool. You know, later on in that night, she kind of goes, okay, that's enough. And I was like, what are you talking about? She goes, I just felt like what a kid would do, crawl up my back and put their arms around my neck and their legs around my waist. And I was like, and she goes, and I felt it. Like, I could feel like there was somebody really there. And I'm like, that's kind of cool, too. Well, later on, somebody had one of those SLS cameras. Now, I'm not a fan of them now. That I've done more research on them. There's a lot of glitches in it. But at the time, this guy had one, and, you know, he was just scanning, and he scanned up this wall, and it showed I've never seen a little one. At the time, I'd never seen a little stick figure show, but it showed on the wall and it started crawling up the wall. And I was like, well, if that's real, then that explains what you felt on your back. That was just the first time being there. Every other time, I have seen shadows everywhere. I've seen, at one point in time, my wife said there was just a humongous shadow behind me. I started doing, that's where I actually got the waveform for the EKG, is where I did that experiment. It wasn't my first time, but it was one of the times I was doing more of it. And what else? Oh, that's where then I had my pulse ox on, and I was with a group of friends, and I'm like, my pulse just went up. Mark this time, and in 30 to 45 seconds, something's going to happen. And within 30 to 45 seconds, they had like this big vinyl like cover over a door, and something smacked it. And it was loud. And I was like, I told you. What did I tell you?
Yeah.
So those are some of the experiences. I absolutely love the place. It has never, I've never been there where it is not active.
When someone had warned you at the beginning and said, I don't want to go to this specific area because it makes me sick to my stomach, have you ever had a experience, whether it be there or any location, where you physically suddenly it came over you, an illness or a feeling of sickness just came over you because of the location that you were at?
It was at a private residence, and it was a very brief time. The homeowners were just taking us on a tour of the house, and we get into one room, and everything started spinning so much that I had to hold on to something. And then I looked at one of my members, and I said, I've got to leave this room for a minute. I don't know if I'm going to be able to stand up. So I don't know what it was. And then after, you know, I got away from it for a while, I went back in, everything was good. So I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was because the lights were on and they may have a higher electromagnetic field and I'm just more sensitive to it or what, but whatever it was, it physically made me dizzy to a point where I thought I was going to fall out.
When things like that happen, and this is obviously kind of an opinion-based question, but I'd love to know yours from your experience, when you had that happen to you, or when anyone has that sort of thing happen, because obviously you're not alone when individuals have that sort of an experience at a haunted location. Is that ever a sign of anything specific going on? One could guess, oh, this is the beginning of something trying to attach itself or take over an individual. Or you could be talking about something that is more explainable, where it's an electromagnetic field and your body's just reacting naturally. It's truly a chemical reaction of some sort that's going on within your body. But where do you take that? What do you believe is happening when individuals in mass have these sort of feelings for no real explainable reason?
So it could be something there that is messing with them physiologically,
mm-hmm.
or it could be in their head, and that's where the research is getting really kind of, you know, borderline, is because you don't know, is somebody going to go, it's in their head that their place has already got stuff going on, so are they, you know, psychologically freaking themselves out, and then it's doing it to themselves.
Sure.
You know? But, you know, with those, that, to me, I just chalk those up as personal experiences.
Yeah.
You can't prove otherwise, you know? So that's what I'll do with those, just chalk them up as personal experiences. What I've done with a lot of my people now is, if we're going to a place that may, you know, seem to be really good, I won't tell them anything. They just know we're going to a place that's called us out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell them anything, because if they go in blind, they're going to be neutral. They don't know what's going on. So they're not going to, you know, psych themselves out of, okay, over here is where they see this. So
let me ask you this question. And this is another opinion based question. Some will say one way, some will say another, but this basing on your experience, is there ever a location that you would deem to be too dangerous to investigate? And I'm not talking about it because it's has a floor that's falling apart and the building is physically decrepit and condemned, but because the activity is just too negative or just oppressive that it's not worth going in and trying to investigate, because there's nothing that's going to be found here other than we're all going to walk away from this really not feeling great about what happened.
So, with my opinion on that one, is, are there places that are very dark? Yes. Do I think inexperienced investigators should go into them? No. That's why, if I feel that if we get a case that could be kind of negative or nasty or has been nasty, I'm only bringing my experience. Because the inexperienced ones, and I'm, again, this is all hypothetical and all that, but
sure.
If it's nasty and they're not strong enough, it could absolutely attach to them and affect them, and they could take it back. So you have to be experienced and strong-willed for you, for me to take you with.
Is there ever a true or a foolproof way to protect oneself when investigating a location like that? Obviously, experience is helpful, and that can certainly play a big role, from someone who knows nothing about what they're doing to have an idea on do this, don't do that. But is there ever a way, even with the most experienced of investigator in a very negative type situation, to go in and get out without having anything attached guaranteed?
That's a good question. I don't think it's ever 100% that you won't. You know, you take the right precautions, depending on what it is. If it's like truly like demonic, most of the time, and I haven't dealt with any demonic cases, but I've talked to the people that have.
Yeah.
You know, the people that are the foremost known people in the field for that. And mainly what it is, if it's a demonic case, they're attached to one person and one person only. And until they've either been removed from that person or has done what it's wanted to, it stays with that person. It will not go anywhere else. It will not attach to anybody else. It's not saying that it can't, you know, have something else happen to you, but it's mainly attached to that one person.
When it comes to things like that that are dark and are demonic, and I know these terms get thrown around far too loosely in this world, but it is interesting, obviously. And I think sometimes discussing it and putting it into perspective of reality is important. So maybe they're not thrown around as loosely as they are. Is it always a case where, if there is something, in fact, that is demonic or just something that's really, you know, evil or maybe a human that was just an ass and was an ass in life and is an ass in death and is still hanging out somewhere. Is it always that it's a person that has something demonic attached to it for the sake of this part of the conversation? Or can it be a building? Can a building have something demonic in it where there isn't a living person in there that has the attachment? It's hanging out just in a space and just almost waiting for someone to come in, and it's going to torment whoever goes into that space.
I haven't done a whole lot of research into the demonic aspects of it, but I do believe that, yes, it actually can be attached to something or to a building.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not attach to anybody. It may just stay there, and whoever comes there is going to cause hate and discontent with.
Sure. When you go in for an investigation, I know for the longest time before, I guess, pre 10, 15 years ago, to the explosion of ghost investigations, the thought process so many times was, oh, you go into the building with the ghost and you help them cross over. You help them. It's a kind of an arrogant way of looking at it of, I'm your savior. I'm here. I'm going to help you. But
right.
when you go in to an investigation, documenting what's going on, what is the ultimate goal of an investigation today for your team? Is it to simply document, to say yes and confirm there is something going on here? Is it to remove? Is it to help? What exactly are you going into investigations with as a goal?
So the goal I give my clients is, we're here to give you answers. We will get you answers. Now, they may not be the ones you want, but we'll give you answers. When it comes to people saying, oh, well, we'll just, we're coming in to rid it of whatever. Well, my issue with that is, first off, just because you do an investigation one night doesn't mean you know anything. You have to do a couple of them. We usually do 2 to 3 before we can actually pinpoint what's going on. Sometimes it's even longer than that. At that point, what we do, and I think should be more of a thing of, all right, well, this is it. We're going to get rid of it. Okay, well, first you have to classify what it is. And to do that, you have to have enough, evidence to show this is what it is, whether it be residual, whether it be an intelligent, or, whether it's malevolent, whatever. You have to classify it first. Because at that point, residual, it may never go away. It's just, it is what it is. If it's evil, we have people we can call. If it's intelligent, to be honest with you, this is what I tell my clients. If it's answering questions that we're asking, is intelligent, here's what you need to do. As a family, get in the middle of the house, stand up and say, this is our house. If you're going to be here, these are the rules. And set rules. And even if they're really, if we haven't found anything, but they swear there's something there, giving them that power a lot of times gets rid of whatever they think is there anyway. It's because it's psychological to them. They have now taken the power back to their house. So they now feel more comfortable and more safe in their own house.
That wraps up part two of our interview with Chris Balasone about his experience as a paranormal paramedic in life as a paranormal investigator. Until next time for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At the UPS Store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open. And happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.